Hello everyone, this is Mrs. Selma's book tip, read and introduced by a professional speaker. I was asked to recommend a book for students in year 11 and year 12, and there is a rather new book published in 2017 which I can highly recommend to all of you. The title is The Hate U Give, and it was written by Angie Thomas. The Hate U Give is US author Angie Thomas's first novel. And it is about a teenage girl who grapples with racism, police brutality, and activism after witnessing her black friend being murdered by the police. The book became an immediate young adult bestseller, won a lot of prizes, and was adapted into a movie shortly after its release. So why do I recommend exactly that book to you? The Hate U Give is billed as a young adult novel, but anyone over the age of 16 can, and in my opinion should, read this book. Because it is brilliant, stunning, and heartbreaking, and it will for sure become a classic. Its main topic has been very popular for quite a while. Maybe you've heard about the slogan Black Lives Matter. If you haven't, let me quickly tell you. Black Lives Matter is an international social movement formed in the United States in 2013, dedicated to fighting racism and anti-black violence, especially in the form of police brutality, and emphasizing human rights and racial equality. And before you ask, The Hate U Give is based on a true story. In 2009, police officers shot an unarmed black man named Oscar Grant in Oakland, California, which actually provided the basis for Thomas's novel. Now to the novel. The novel examines the way society uses stereotypes of black people to justify violence and racism against them. These stereotypes protect white communities from reflecting upon systemic racism, which perpetuates discrimination. It also explores the relationship between race and identity. It describes what it is like being part of a minority, and especially being a woman of color. Besides, it gives an emotional portrayal of how police brutality affects communities of color. Last but not least, it also touches on issues of gangs and drugs, particularly within black communities. So I am sure all these themes should be really interesting for you, because even if they are not particularly part of your daily life, they should be in a way be part of your thinking, and to think outside the box won't hurt. Now finally, not to keep you in suspense anymore, a short summary. The protagonist, 16-year-old Star Carter, moves between two worlds, the poor neighborhood of Garden Heights, where she lives, and the fancy, suburban, predominantly white private school, Williamson Prep, where parents sent her in order to get a proper education and to be able to escape her poor and violent neighborhood. Star is constantly switching between these two worlds, the poor, mostly black neighborhood where she lives, and the rich, mostly white prep school she attends. She even switches her speech, mannerisms, and behaviors to fit whichever circumstance she finds herself in. The uneasy balance between these two worlds is shattered when Star witnesses, as already mentioned, the fatal shooting of her childhood best friend Khalil at the hands of a police officer. How does that happen? After a gun goes off at a party, Star is driven home by Khalil. On the way home, they are stopped by a white police officer. The officer tells Khalil, who is also black, to exit the car. While outside the car, Khalil reaches inside his car via the open driver's side window to check in on Star and picks up a brush. The officer, thinking Khalil picked up a gun, fires three shots at Khalil, killing him. Khalil's death becomes a major national news story. Star's identity as the witness is initially kept secret from just about everyone outside Star's family, leaving her two best friends and her white boyfriend, who all attend Williamson Prep together, unaware of Star's connection to the news story. But riots arise in her direct neighborhood, and this secret can't be kept for long. Now facing pressure from all sides of the community, Star must find her voice and stand up for what's right for her. And this is what the story is about. Just let me spoil one thing at the end. Throughout The Hate U Give, Star grows from an uncertain teenage girl to an outspoken activist for change in her community. Now go buy the book and enjoy reading it. I am sure you will.